Welcome back to Tea at Number 5. We are the Lit Wallflowers. I'm Wendy Wu.
And I'm Tonya Rose.
We are not recovering from this crazy trailer that they just dropped on us. They didn't even give us a teaser, bro. They just said, here's a trailer. And it came out at 3 a.m. We are aware that there are photos. We are also aware that the movie poster has been released and that there was a live thing that they did. We are not going to go over any of that right now. We're just going to kind of go over the trailer. And it's just like an initial thoughts. We haven't done any deep dive or anything like that. We just watched it. It came out at 3 a.m. our time. And since Tony and I both worked today, we had to be functioning adults, so we met up at 8, and so yeah, this is 5 hours post trailer release. Tony, what's your initial thoughts?
It's so good.
It is crazy. They did a good job of flipping the longing onto Colin.
Yeah,
like just in the trailer alone, there was a lot. Francesca looks
amazing.
So unbelievably beautiful. Holy cow. And even the queen looked at her and was like, she gave her a better reaction than Daphne. Daphne, she was kind of like, flawless, you know? But like, but with her coming down the
platinum of the season.
Yeah, she like right away was just like, God damn.
But what if she was looking at Violet too? Because Violet looks good too. But like the both of them together, I loved it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree with you. Like her facial reaction.
Oh, like kind of like Violet, here's a daughter that's finally confident, that, you know, is finally excited to be, you know.
Or like something's different with Violet.
Yeah.
Because maybe she already has a boyfriend at that
time. I doubt it. It's going to be the first episode. But we do see Violet with a guy.
Yeah.
I think they're going to explore her Violet in Bloom. I mean, this is talking about blooming this whole season. So, we love that. And then,
well, I do, going back to like, that, debut, her hair. I know the swan hair came out, but I love her hair that. Like, it seemed like it was almost like and this is too much Great British Bake Off, but it almost looked like this knotted, like bread pastry that I always wanted to try.
Yeah.
it's so good.
So speaking of the teaser that the trailer's coming tomorrow, Queen Charlotte had like swans in her hair, and we definitely, you know, a lot of people have broken it down and said it has a lot to do with like Greek mythology, and we were thinking that it's like a double kind of meaning, because this is definitely like the ugly duckling swan situation for Penelope.
Definitely.
And yeah, the Greece, because that's where
Colin visited.
Yeah, daddy's coming home from, you know. And we
where he got sturdy.
Yeah, where he got sturdy. And we even see Lady Danbury with a kind of like a Grecian updo with like a Grecian crown, it looks like, almost. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
call it something, but yeah, amazing, amazing looks.
Yeah. I think what everyone is gagged over, obviously, is the Eloise and Cressida thing.
That's so good.
Tony had said, she's like, I don't think Eloise would do this, but now that we're like looking, it's the obvious choice, without being very spoilery. Because if she gets close to a lady's maid, everyone's gonna know that's Sophie, right?
Yeah.
So she has to be close to someone else, and we kind of love this. We offline talked about potentially a kind of like redeeming storyline for Cressida, but then we also think that Cressida still has to play the villain in Benefee's story. So we'll see where this goes, but we do think that maybe it might not start that way, but we think it's a whole like keep your friends close but your enemies closer, right?
Yeah, something. But like we've said, like we talked about revenge before too. So Eloise is hurt.
She is, and she's a kid. She's a kid. And what do we do when we're kids? When we're upset, we bite back. And in our little petty little games, we think it's super cute, and we're so clever. It's going to be very interesting to see how this all... But, like I said, if the last part of the trailer is going to be the last part of episode 4 before the one-month break, I'm going to die. If it ends there, I will be, like,
That's so good.
I'm glad they're giving us a break. I'm glad they're letting us die. I will expire.
Yeah. Or she's kissing Debbers.
Oh.
And then Colin sees it. Oh.
No. That won't happen. They wouldn't let that happen.
No, like behind like the tree or something. Or
yeah, but like then she'll have to marry him.
Only if he sees it.
No, I don't think that'll happen.
Probably not, but like I can dream.
No, I don't want her kissing anyone else. That's not a dream. That's terrible. That's a nightmare.
Well, I'm fine with it as long as Debra's doesn't turn out to be an ass. If he was nice, then I'll do whatever.
I think he's going to be very kind.
I think so, too. I just want to see, like, the whole jealousy play out.
Yeah, but there's ways to put jealousy without actual kissing.
Kissing someone else?
Yeah. No, I don't. I mean, we'll see. That. No, that makes me really upset. I want to see Colin jealous, and I want to see him, like, groveling, but I definitely don't want Penelope kissing other people.
Her first kiss has to be Colin.
Yes, her first on-screen kiss.
Okay.
Has to be Colin. See, the birds even agree. You hear them? But, but when she comes out with that emerald dress, holy shit. It looks see-through the first time. We watched it a couple times, but on the second time, I was like, oh, it's not see-through, it's an illusion, which we've seen some of our books do as well, too. So, like, when she says this one's for the books, it really is.
But we've been talking about that since, like, last episode.
Yeah.
About how, what's up with the sheer and what's up with the hiding and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
I love it. I love that we thought it was, like, sheer underneath.
Yeah.
If you're going to, like, decide to take everything in your hands.
Yeah.
Like, why not just go all out? I loved it so
Yeah,
hard.
But then, now I'm thinking, though, that's the first episode because she's wearing that green. Is it the same dress? Because she's not, the results are not good.
Well, they did.
Remember, she was in the corner, that wallflower scene that we talked about?
Yeah, because in the gloves. But then, I'm still not sure because they said they're going to show us the clip of the first episode, but and then it turned out to be the wrong clip, right?
Yeah, but she still walks away mad because she and Colin have that confrontation and she's thinking everyone's ignoring her even though she's changed her whole wardrobe. Oh no, I'm sad for her.
Oh, so what you're saying is basically she comes out, like, trying, and then, like, people still ignore her,
because
and then she goes back to being, okay, got you.
Yeah, because...
Oh, that changes stuff.
Yeah, because I think she might have had a bad day at court with the queen, and then so she goes home for the first ball, and she's like, I'm gonna show up, and she does, but, like... The end result we saw is what happened with Colin, and we also saw in the little teaser clip that they gave us with Anthony and Kate dancing. She's like in the corner, and no one's talking to her.
True. Yes.
Oh no, I'm sad for her.
Oh,
I'm upset.
We'll see how things play out.
She looks so good, though. I'm sorry.
Yes, she does.
She's gonna look like a very beautiful sad lady. So, okay, well, that's okay. Okay, well, that's all we really have today. We're just kind of reacting. These are just initial thoughts. We went straight from watching the trailer a couple times to recording, so we don't have much else that we're going to discuss today. Mm-hmm. We'll dive a little bit deeper and look into it and actually look at all the other photos and things that they released today, but... Yeah.
It was so good.
Oh, it was so... I mean, the wait was freaking worth it. And, you know, honestly, they are just... They are not following the book at all.
When he asked the question about friendship. Oh, it's so good.
I know. Aww. And that, like the burning flame thing, right? That was super cool. Yeah. And
I'm going to keep to that. I really like how they did that in editing. The videography, I don't even know the word. But, like, to me, I feel like that's when he's like, oh, light bulb, I do really like her.
Yeah.
But yeah. They didn't have light bulbs. They had candles.
Yeah, he's burning the midnight oil, and the flame gets stronger when he realizes he's in love with Penelope Featherington.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, suck. Oh, my God, I'm dead. I'm fucking dead. But her flirting in the park, me.
Oh, awesome. That's, like, the best thing ever. I think that's the most relatable thing.
She's like, the weather is fine today, yeah?
And then Colin's looking at her.
Like, I mean, it's work here.
Oh, it's so good. But I love that. I love seeing that awkwardness during that, I don't know if you call it flirting.
And I also really like, there's a moment where Portia, Lady Featherington, is so proud of Penelope. I really liked that. As someone with deep, deep, deep mommy issues, I think it's so great that whether she's referring to Colin or Lord Devers, unsure, but like I think that was really special to see that, because we never really get that in the books until after Colin's proposal.
Yeah, because we know that Lady Featherington loves her daughters, even like Penelope, even though she wants Penelope to
like stay to with her and grow forever. Old with her and be a spinster, you know.
We know that she wants her to be happy.
Yeah.
And we see it. Oh, it's so lovely.
Yeah, it was so good. We love you guys.
You know what? Last thought. I want Lady Featherington to have a boyfriend.
I think Lady Featherington and Violet are going to fight over that guy.
Ooh.
Because that's what his story arc was when they released it. I think it was... We initially thought it was just a suitor.
Yeah.
But now it sounds like it's a suitor for the moms.
Ooh.
It's like a new lord in town and is driving the matrons of the ton crazy. So I think it's... They're going to fight over him.
Is fine, but I still want her to have someone by the end
Lady
of
Featherington.
eight years. Yeah, by the end of the 8 seasons. I want her to find somebody.
Nah.
Why?
Because she's a boss bitch. It. Lady Featherington doesn't need nobody.
She doesn't. Agree. Fair, yes. But at the same time, I want her to have companionship, but still be herself.
Yeah, I think she.
I don't know.
I don't think it'll happen for her this season. If that does, it might happen next season.
No.
Maybe, because she is.
I actually want us to be tortured until season 8.
No, I don't think. I actually don't think she's gonna find anyone, because she's gonna. The only thing that matters to that woman is her daughters, which True. As it should be, and she's gonna do whatever she can to protect her daughters. So she's busy. She ain't got time for no man.
Later. After Penelope.
We'll see. Then she'll have grandchildren.
True.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. But
I guess
yeah.
I'm still, bitter about not having a Felicity.
Oh, so you want her to have another baby?
No, I just want, like, a fourth Featherington to be married or happy or something.
Oh, I see. I see. We'll oh, she's see. The fourth Featherington. Yeah. Got it. Yeah. But, no, I think Portia... She's a boss bitch.
Yes.
She's gonna be attracted to this guy, Marcus, I believe his name is.
Mm-hmm.
And because he's
or not get married. She just have a boyfriend.
Dalliances.
Like, yeah.
Hey, you know what? I'm for that. I don't think she should get married again. I like her just the way she is. Yeah. She's fucking crazy. I love it.
Or just like, I wanna see her in the Den of Iniquity. So that's what I want to see her. I want her to be happy and have whatever she wants and do whatever she wants.
I think maybe in the future she might be in the Den of Iniquity. Because she's going to be, they're going to be sister-in-laws, right? So, mother-in-laws, Violet, and like, essentially.
Oh, no. Imagine seeing your parent in there.
It's gross. I would freak out.
Ew. It's too funny.
No, thank you. Ugh. All right, guys, we love you, and we'll be back maybe in a week or two to kind of digest what we saw and also go over the pictures that they released and the movie poster. I know that some people are not happy that it looks computer-generated, so I do need to take a closer look at that.
I haven't seen it yet.
It looks...
I stayed away.
Like, they say it looks too AI-ish.
Aw. for next time? It's the lighting.
Yeah.
Oh, I see it. I understand.
Yeah.
Of course, you're going to lean into the mirror.
Oh yeah, Avi.
So good.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like seeing two sides of her.
Yes.
Oh.
The duality, right?
Yes.
All right, guys. Oh, and it looks like we just opened social media, but it looks like the paperback will be released on May 7th. Okay. And mass market will be on May 21st. So we'll put it in the show notes, but make sure to purchase through Julia Quinn's preferred bookstore, University Bookstore, so that you guys can get it autographed.
Yeah, link will be in show notes.
Yes.
Link is always in show notes,
to be quite honest. All right, well, we love you guys, and it's happening.
Yeah, get ready. Get those costumes ready.
Oh, Jesus. Now we don't know what fucking color to wear, because this bitch is wearing every fucking color.
Emerald.
Well, not if it's a bad situation, though. I think they're overhyping it, and it's going to be a bad day for her.
We can do costume changes.
You can do that. It's so hard to get in and out of those dresses. All right, guys. Bye.
Goodbye.